It is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, and you're listening to Community Comment. And before we get rolling with the action here with Terry Bell, I wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website, proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. Speaking of that cabinetry, you want your kitchen cabinetry to not only look beautiful, but to last for years to come. Partner with top brands to offer unrivaled quality and craftsmanship. And the last point here is, from traditional to modern kitchen cabinets, their cabinetry team is here to help you help inspire you and create your dream kitchen. And now, without further ado, we will toss it to Terry Bell for today's community comment on 95.3 WBV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you, Jake, and welcome everyone to Community Comment on a Thursday. As summer temperatures rise, Dodge County Public Health is urging people to be alert for algae in local lakes, rivers, and streams. Warmer weather combined with nutrient runoff can cause an increase in harmful algae blooms, particularly in shallow or slow-moving waters. And since water recreation is such a big part of our way of life here in the Dodge County area, we wanted to bring on Roman Mullen. He's Dodge County's public health officer, to talk about staying safe at a potentially dangerous time like this. Roman Mullen, thank you for joining us on Community Comment.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
Of course. So I guess one thing we have going for us in Beaver Dam anyway, a lack of public beaches, which may cut down on the opportunity for people to possibly get sick from blue-green algae. But it also means that people really have to be very much on their own, on their guard, I should say, to prevent them getting themselves or their pets sick.
Yeah, certainly. Like you said, this time of year is ripe for the perfect conditions for algae blooms to occur, specifically those blue-green algae blooms. High heat mixed with heavy rain events that we had through June and July introduce a lot of phosphorus from agricultural runoff due to fertilizers or unmaintained septic systems that may cause surface water to enter those water bodies. It just creates the perfect sort of nutrient-dense water that is ripe for those cyanobacteria or algal blooms in general to occur.
If you have any questions for Roman Mullen, or maybe you want to offer your own anecdotes, you can join us here at the show. The phone number is for calling and texting 920-887-9595, or you can call us at the studio at 885-4446. It's pretty hard to miss an algae bloom, isn't it, Roman? They are pretty distinctive in the way they look.
Yeah, I would say most algal blooms are pretty distinctive. A lot of them can form pads on the water where it quite literally looks like you can run out on the pads. However, cyanobacteria acts a little bit different. Unless it's a very large bloom and a distinctive green color, you might not know what's in the water. So sometimes cyanobacteria can look like little streaks of almost like green fluorescent moving water. And in those scenarios, you might not know or be aware that it's even in the water. So that's where it becomes on the bather or people who are there recreationally or want to swim in the water to really consider, is it safe for me to be in there? Not only for themselves, but also their pets. So we always urge people to have caution when they want to go swimming, especially in areas such as the Beaver Dam Lake that is very shallow and tends to be stagnant. Historically, every year around this time, Beaver Dam Lake does see large algal blooms. Whether or not that's cyanobacteria is a different question, but certainly algal blooms occurring.
From what I understand, there are no public beaches on Beaver Dam Lake.
That is my understanding as well, yeah.
Sure, but people are jumping off of boats and whatnot. People are still swimming in Beaver Dam Lake.
Right, yep.
Absolutely. So thus the need to be careful. So what sorts of information are you looking for when making the decision whether to put out a public health alert?
Yeah, really, we're hoping that residents, if they see something that they think is concerning in the water, we're hoping they reach out to either us, the city of Beaver Dam, or DNR directly. The DNR does have information on harmful algal blooms, and if you report an algal bloom to them, they can go out to the water and investigate and determine whether or not it's a true algal bloom, if it's cyanobacteria. All of those questions can be answered to the DNR. But certainly residents can feel free to contact us if they see water that just doesn't look right and it looks like there may be potential algal blooms starting to form.
Of course. And what are some of those telltale signs that people would be able to recognize as an algal bloom?
Yeah, really, it's water is going to start to look a lot more green. Granted, there's some algal blooms that sit on top of the surface. Your cyanobacteria don't necessarily sit directly on top of the surface. So the ones that do sit on the surface, it's kind of evident and very apparent that something is happening to the water and there's likely algae on top of it. For those cyanobacteria ones, like I said, you might start to see, when the sun is glistening on the water, you might start to see green, string-like, shimmering algae start to form. It's almost like watching green noodles floating in the water. That may indicate that there's a start of a blue-green algae bloom. When it gets more advanced and continues to grow as the weather stays hot and there's not a whole lot of rain or disturbance in the water, it becomes very, very evident. It's almost like pea soup. If you're boating or even sitting along the shoreline, the water will wash up and you'll see it's a very vivid green color.
We're talking about the risks and dangers of algal blooms on our popular waters here in Dodge County and all over Wisconsin, to be honest. We're going to take a break here, then come right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
The WBEV Morning Show with Wade Bates and Sherry Sackett.
And then somebody comes and brings us two hot dogs. What do? We can't turn the gift away. They spent good money on the hot dog.
So do you not even have to buy anything at concessions?
I always buy a hot dog or two before.
So you're eating a hot dog or two before the game.
Yes.
You're eating a pizza.
Yeah.
And then whatever anybody else sends. Yeah. So you're potentially eating at least three hot dogs and a pizza. And you went to McDonald's earlier in the day. Wade!
Okay.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
Stand up for your right to be lazy by sitting down and reclining back. Embrace your lazy moments by getting comfy in Lazy Boy Furniture at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Celebrate the art of relaxation on National Lazy Day. Create your perfect sanctuary and unwind in ultimate comfort with Lazy Boy recliners. Recharge after a long day in a cozy reclining sofa. Did you ever wish your recliner was easier to get out of or sit higher off the floor? Lazy Boy has a tall base option. We can also turn a rocker recliner into a swivel rocker recliner. With power reclining furniture, you can experience relaxation by simply pushing a button to raise your footrest or tilt the back. Push more buttons and you can adjust the headrest and lumbar support. Long live the lazy. Lazy Boy Furniture at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year. McKinstry's.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even bad hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states. Have you tried hands-free Skechers Slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Turn up the summer vibes at Chula Vista Resort, your playground for summer dreams, water parks, and sun-soaked pools. Epic water slides, soaring zip lines, and world-class golf. Dine in the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin, Chula Vista Resort. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit chulavistaresort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA, with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at chulavistaresort.com.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and we are back with more Community Comment. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you, Jake. We are talking about the risks of algal blooms, blue-green algae in particular, but any other kinds of bacteria in the water that can be potentially dangerous. We're talking to Dodge County Public Health Officer Roman Mullen for the remainder of this hour. If you would like to join in the conversation with a question or a comment, please give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us on the old-fashioned landline at 885-4446. Roman, I'm curious as to potentially how sick can someone potentially get if they ingest water with algae in it. This is basically like when people swim, you know, anyone who's swum in a lake or a pool for that matter, you're once in a while going to accidentally swallow a little bit of water. But even if you're not swimming, if there's a lot of splashing around or wakes being kicked up, the spray gets into the air and those droplets can be breathed in, and then you can also get sick that way.
Yeah, definitely. You provided a great summary there. So cyanobacteria specifically is a toxin producing algae. So that's where it becomes very concerning for people who are bathing in the water or are even nearby the water. Like you said, water can splash up and get on the skin, or that toxin can then be inhaled into the body. So it can be as mild as some skin rashes or itching or eye irritation if that splash is getting onto your face or skin. But if you're ingesting some of that water, say you're out doing recreational sports, tubing, water skiing, whatever, and you swallow some water, it could lead to vomiting, diarrhea, some abdominal pain, and eventually some liver damage, depending on the amount that's consumed. And inhaling it can also cause typical asthma-like symptoms, so irritation, cough, your general a lung irritant sort of symptoms. It really, we're mainly concerned about the animals that are in there as well. I should say we're not mainly, we are concerned about human health as well, but we are concerned about animal health too. We know that a lot of dogs are swimming in these lakes as well, and they don't know how to avoid the water as well as we do. So they may ingest large amounts of that water, which could lead to a whole slew of symptoms that we just listed off. But for them, it can become much more serious. So it's important, if you have been swimming in the water that maybe has algae in it or does not, it's important you're taking some time to shower thoroughly and rinse your body as well as your animals after bathing. If you develop symptoms after swimming, it's important you contact your primary care physician and discuss, you know, the activities you were involved in, and vice versa, or contact a vet if it's a dog or cat, whatever animal you have swimming that it's experiencing symptoms.
Yeah, forgive me. Did you say kidney or liver damage?
Liver.
Liver damage. That sounds pretty serious.
Yeah, it potentially could be. We certainly take it very seriously. We want to ensure that people are well informed about cyanobacteria and algal blooms in general. You know, this is something that's going to continue to get worse as we see summer months extending well into September, October with those high heats. These algal blooms are going to become much more prevalent in future years. So it's important to understand that, you know, towards the end of summer when water looks a little iffy, starts to be a little green, and you're seeing some evidence of algal blooms, that you just err on the side of caution and stay out of the water.
Certainly. You know, a lot of this is the combination of the heat and runoff. What is it particularly about the way we care for our lawns or the way we tend to our farm fields that's contributing to this problem?
Yeah, really the element that is the main contributing factor here is phosphorus. So plants need phosphorus to grow. It's one of their essential nutrients. And for many, many decades now, we've been supplementing our crops and our lawns with phosphorus-rich fertilizers in order to stimulate more growth and ensure that those crops are healthy and produce a good outcome. But when we have heavy rains, some of that phosphorus-rich fertilizer can run off those farm fields or our lawns directly into streams or rivers and then eventually into our lakes. And much like the plants that we're putting fertilizer on, these algae really love the phosphorus-rich water that is now in these lakes. So it gives them a prime environment to begin growing. But another concern from the environmental side of things is when algal blooms start to occur, they cover a large mass of that surface water. So it begins to block sunlight to the water, which then creates less oxygen in the water for the aqualife. So it may result in large fish kills and kill many of the aqualife that is in those lakes and water bodies.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about the potential risks to, you know, fish and other plant life in the water. I don't know whether fish are, you know, clearly it's the lack of oxygen that potentially kills them.
Yeah, definitely. It ends up resulting in a lack of oxygen due to, think of if you have a large sheet of algae over the top of a lake. Sunlight needs to penetrate the water in order to dissolve some of the water, which creates more oxygen, rich environment for fish. Much like us, fish are reliant on oxygen, even though they are in water, to live. When algae is sitting on top of that water, the sunlight can't penetrate the algae. So there's no dissolving or there's less dissolving of that water, making their less oxygen-rich environment for those fish to survive. So you may end up seeing a large, massive fish that are on the shoreline, all of a sudden, just a massive fish kill. I will say if a resident comes upon one of these fish kills, please report that to the DNR so they can investigate the situation and determine what's impacting the aqualife in those water bodies. But certainly not only hazardous to humans and our pets, but also the environment and the aqualife that's in the lakes.
Yeah, and this isn't a hypothetical either. We have had some very large fish kills in our area in the past.
Yeah, certainly. The biggest thing for us as residents to keep in mind is we all play a role in impacting the environment around us. So when we're thinking about fertilizing our lawn, it's important we're reading the instructions on the fertilizer that we purchased and we're not over-fertilizing. We're avoiding fertilizing before a rain event because you really want that fertilizer to soak into the soil before you have a large rain event. Otherwise, the rain is just going to wash it down the storm drains and directly into a nearby river, lake, or stream. So that could have tremendous impacts on our water bodies. But we also need to make sure if we have a septic system that it's well-maintained and none of the fecal matter that it's intended to contain is leaching out and potentially making it to groundwater and then all the way to surface water. So we just have to be cognizant of our behaviors. Another big one, too, is if you have a pet that you frequently take on walks, please, please, please pick up your dog poop. That almost always ends up in some sort of water body if it's not picked up. And certainly I know geese is a factor at many, many local lakes. Wisconsin does have frequent geese flyers. And I know they also poop along the shoreline quite a bit. And that also plays into it. Much like any animal, our feces contain phosphorus, which introduces, again, more nutrients into the water and can cause those blooms to occur.
We're talking about staying safe as we go boating and swimming in the waters of Dodge County and the surrounding area. We're going to take a break here for the news, then come right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Get ready, sports fans. It's Sports Day at Good Karma Brands Park during the Dodge County Fair, happening Wednesday, August 13th, presented by Real Sports Cards of Waupun. The day kicks off with a special live damn sports show featuring Corey Sparks and yours truly, Wally Lukashensky. We'll have yard games, pack openings, local sports talk, and your chance to win a four-pack of Milwaukee baseball tickets. Sports Day at Good Karma Brands Park, presented by Real Sports Cards, Wednesday, August 13th. Send the kids back to school in style with everything you need from St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County. Whether you've got grade schoolers or college freshmen, St. Vincent de Paul has you covered at unbeatable prices. Find furniture deals throughout the store, perfect for snagging that comfy couch, kitchen essentials, and some fresh threads to start the semester right. Shop St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Shop smart, save big, and support a great cause at St. Vincent de Paul of Dodge County.
God bless from your friends at St. Vincent DePaul.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he hopes to meet next week with President Trump. The suggestion that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky might also take part in discussions about Ukraine has been dismissed by the Kremlin. The White House tariffs have now kicked in. Taxes on as many as 90 countries facing tariffs of at least 10%, but some as high as 40%. And says ABC senior political correspondent Rachel Scott.
The president also says more tariffs could be on the way, including across-the-board tariffs on semiconductors and chips, a move that could drive up prices even more for electronics, appliances, and cars.
The Israeli cabinet is meeting today as protests against the Netanyahu government take place outside. Netanyahu set to ask the cabinet to approve plans for the IDF to gradually seize all of Gaza City. The investigation continues at Fort Stewart, Georgia, where five soldiers were shot and wounded yesterday. The Army, by a sergeant who was tackled by other soldiers. This is ABC News.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. There's new leadership at Beaver Dam High School and Middle School. Associate Principal John Casper is named interim principal. Russ Tronson is leaving the district later this month. Brandon Krause takes over as principal at the middle school after leading Prairie View Elementary for the last 6 years. More than 150 new high schools have joined the Direct Admit to Wisconsin program. Qualified high school seniors from participating high schools are automatically admitted to up to 10 state universities without ever having to apply. Students must choose to be in the program and are admitted based on their grades and coursework. The Dodge County Fair is looking to improve its camping area for local exhibitors. Last year's rainy weather made the need for an upgrade clear. Proposed improvements include 64 RV sites connected to electricity, water, and sewer. There are also plans for gravel roads and diagonal parking spots. The project should be done in 2 years. Highway 28 from Horicon to Mayville will be closed for several weeks. A resurfacing project starts Monday. The work is expected to take around 6 weeks, depending on the weather. Highways TW and V will stay open to local traffic. August is the time of year to look out for blue-green algae blooms on area lakes and rivers. Blue-green algae tend to bloom when nutrient runoff is warmed up by hot weather. Not all blue-green algae are toxic, but when they are, people and pets can get sick quickly. Dodge County health officials say you should watch for water quality advisories and avoid the water right after heavy rain. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 84. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 68. Slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. High of 89. A mix of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV. Powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 78.
Have the dog days of summer got you feeling hot, sweaty, and down? Then you need to call the expert team at JB Mechanical. When that summer heat hits hard, count on them to help you defeat it. Give a dog a bone and give yourself a much-needed break while the JB Mechanical team tackles any important AC services, from repairs to replacements, whole house dehumidifiers, and more. Learn more about their practical and cost-effective solutions by visiting jbmechllc.com. JB Mechanical is a proud dealer of Trane equipment.
Nothing runs like a Train.
This year at the Dodge County Fair, fun takes the limelight at a brand new stage. See the new state-of-the-art WDS stage at the Good Karma Brands Park, presented by Newman Pools, and the Dodge County Fair August 13th through the 17th for 5 days of fun, music, games, prizes, and more. During the fair, don't miss the special themes and events for all ages throughout the week. Exciting new great times at the Good Karma Brands Park and Dodge County Fair from Wednesday, August 13th through the 17th. Full event schedule on DailyDodge.com.
Stack up and save for summer with hot deals at Menards. Tackle your projects with rugged wear men's or ladies' work gloves. Plus, keep bugs away with wasp and hornet spray. On sale now. Plus, a 24-pack of Duracell Power Boost batteries on sale. Hurry! These great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Providing this community beautiful floors and so much more, the team at Professional Floor Covering can't wait to connect with our friends through today's community comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and you are listening to Community Comment, and we are brought to you in part by McKinstry's. If you close your doors in your home when company comes because of your inferior interior, McKinstry's Home Furnishings can help. They will be happy to sit down with you, discuss your decorating ideas, and formulate a complete plan for any or all of the rooms in your home. Just bring them measurements and pictures of your room, determine any items you wish to keep, and then they can discuss your paint colors, furniture styles, area rugs, and accessories. Combining your ideas and their expertise, you will achieve the room plan you desire while working within your budget. That's all there is to it. Stop in and see them today at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts. And we are ready to get back into the action here with Terry Bell on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you, Jake. We still have plenty of summer in front of us, and a lot of us like to recreate on the water, boats, lakes, rivers, fishing, swimming, you name it. But we also remind you that it's a good idea to be alert and be careful, especially in August when it comes to algae in our local lakes, rivers, and streams. Warmer weather and nutrient runoff can be harmful and maybe even potential lethal problem for us and our pets. So please be careful. To help us drive that point home, our Dodge County Public Health Officer Roman Mullen is with us for the rest of this hour. If you have a question or comment, we invite you to give us a text or a call at 920-887-9595, or you can give us a call right here at the studio at 885-4446. Roman, your department was good enough to pass along some helpful tips that we can remind everybody of. I'm just going to list those off one at a time, and maybe you can provide some additional comments and context after I read off each point. Sound fair?
Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. First of all, avoid swimming or wading in water that looks discolored, has scum or foam, or smells bad.
Yeah, really, another thing you can do prior to even planning your trip, or say you're looking at going swimming this weekend, you can Google DNR beaches. And fortunately, our Department of Natural Resources in the state has a map that you can pull up to see all of our beaches' current monitoring status. So they either have advisory open or closed. You can zoom in on the map right to where you were planning to swim and see whether or not that beach is open for bathing. So that could be step one for you before even getting to your destination and looking at the water.
A second tip, keep children and pets away from areas with visible algae. Dogs are especially at risk because they may drink contaminated water or lick algae from their fur.
Yeah, of course, you want to make sure you're staying away from the main points of where you can either inhale, ingest, or have skin exposure to those algae areas, especially for your pets as well. They aren't aware as much as we are to stay away from those areas. So certainly make sure you are rinsing yourself off regardless of whether or not you identified algae in the water as soon as you can. Make sure you shower, and same with your dogs as well. Make sure you're giving them a bath and getting off any potential algae that's on them.
The next tip is do not swallow untreated surface water. It may contain bacteria, viruses, or harmful toxins.
Yeah, just in general, a good tip. Don't swallow water that you don't know is clean or not. But again, I know it's hard if you're swimming or doing recreational activities, but truly avoid ingesting any of that water, regardless of the beach closure or advisory notice at all. You never know what's in that water. When it is sampled for closure or advisory, it's a one-time sample. So you truly are swimming at your own risk.
Next tip is to shower or rinse off thoroughly after swimming, and always wash your hands before you eat food after you've been touching the water. And this especially goes for kids.
Yeah, again, you should always wash your hands before eating. You never know what's on your hands. But in this case, especially when you've been swimming in water that, again, you are unaware whether or not there's a algal bloom or if you've been exposed to algae in that water body.
Certainly. Next tip, avoid recreating in the water after a heavy rain. Heavy rain, as you mentioned a couple of times on the show so far, can wash nutrients into water and fuel that algal growth.
Yeah, certainly, regardless of whatever contaminant we're discussing, after a heavy rain, the water is not going to be ideal conditions for swimming. All of our lawns, streetways, you name it, all of that water rinses over all of those surfaces and goes directly into that lake. So whatever's on each one of those lawns, whatever's on the streets, is all going to end up in our water bodies. So you certainly don't want to expose yourself to all those various chemicals or whatever has been, you know, on those streets for who knows how long.
Certainly. And finally, the last tip, watch for posted water quality advisories and respect any closures or warnings at beaches and boat launches.
Yeah, if you are going to a public beach and it's designated as a public beach, there will be signage posted at the beach determining if the beach is open, closed, or there's some sort of advisory. Again, it's always swim at your own risk. Even if the beach is open, there could be potential contaminants or algae in there. But again, it's up to you as a resident and a bather at that water body to take precaution and determine whether or not it's safe to swim.
So at boat launches and public beaches, if there is alert in effect, someone will go out and post a temporary sign when that's the case?
Yeah, correct. And fortunately, they're color-coded. So open is green, advisory is yellow, and then red is closed. But it will also have a description on there what each one of those mean. So, for instance, if there is a water advisory, It will notify you with what an advisory means and also to provide guidance on your swimming at your own risk.
And in the world we live in today, just about anything we need to know is online, too. And I imagine you have that information available online.
Yeah, certainly. If you Google DHS or DNR followed by LG, there's a bunch of different resources that you can find. And if you can't find them, you can call us at Dodge County Public Health, and we'll provide the resources for you. Our number is 920-386-3670.
Outstanding. Is it just my imagination, or it just seems that the problem and the alerts are getting more prevalent in recent years?
I would have to agree with that statement. I think as... Again, we're seeing warmer temperatures later in the year moving forward. That's sort of the trend. So our summers truly end up being longer. And we're seeing extreme heat at a much higher rate. So before, where we'd see a couple extreme heat events throughout the summer months, we're seeing extended, prolonged heat exposure. So with that heat, of course, after those heavy rains in May, June, July, and introducing all of that phosphorus-rich water into those water bodies, followed by the extensive heat for a prolonged period of time, just introduces more opportunities for these algal blooms to occur.
I would say what we're experiencing right now this week is pretty normal warm weather for August, but we've just come out of quite a heat wave. Did things get particularly bad when we were, routinely in the 90s for afternoon highs?
That's a great question. So the DNR takes in all those reported algal blooms and determines whether or not there are existing algal blooms. I know where I live, all of our water bodies after that week of high heat have now become full of algae and sheets of algae over top of the water, regardless of river, stream, or lake. So certainly a contributing factor when we have high heat for an extended period of time.
So it's not necessarily the bloom will happen instantaneously. The blooms might not happen until sometime after it's been warm for a bit.
Right. Yep. It's just like a house plant. It needs nutrients for prolonged periods of time to continue to grow. Eventually, the blooms will die off when there's not enough nutrients in the water or it gets too cold. You can think of algal blooms just like houseplants. They're going to grow when nutrients is there for them and they have their high heat and water. So,
okay. And as you mentioned, that warm period is getting longer and longer all the time.
Yeah, definitely. And we can certainly expect that to continue moving forward into the future summers. It's already predicted that every summer is going to get a little bit longer and have more continued severe weather events. So that comes with more heavy rain and potentially more large storms that could really introduce more and more phosphorus, especially as it digs up some of the fertilizers we're using to continue to make sure we have pristine lawns or to make our crops grow.
We're talking to Dodge County Public Health Officer Roman Mullen about staying safe when blue-green algae blooms in our lakes and rivers. We're going to take a break here, then come right back on Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any stops on the 2025 Brat Fry season and 95K sweepstakes presented by Pernet Premium Meats. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Pernet Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next few Brat Fries from 11 to 1 are Wednesday, August 6th at Spiro Heritage Homes in Watertown and August 20th at Mayville Tire.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new.
professional floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
Slumberland, Beaver Dam, and Watertown. Our anniversary sale is going on, and you can save big with your choice of mattresses. $99, you can get a queen size, twin size, or a full size mattress. Those bed in the box mattresses, you can try them in store with us. Sealy Posturepedics for $399. Choose your softness at $999. Pick firm, medium, or soft. Earn $300 Slumberland cash with select Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, or Stearns & Foster's mattresses. Get 36 months interest free financing with minimum purchase of $19.99 or more. Save big with us during our anniversary event going on right now on all mattresses.
At Preferred Dental Partners, our core values are more than just something we put on our wall. They're something we live out. Core value number one is always be growing. To us, this means we will always strive to be better today than yesterday. At Preferred Dental Partners, we are continually educating ourselves in current research and technology so that we can bring the best dental treatment philosophies and techniques to our patients. We will never be satisfied with the status quo and will constantly strive to grow and be better for you. If you are looking for a dental office that is always growing, call Preferred Dental Partners today.
This Tuesday at 6 p.m., join Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam for a timeless tradition. It's the 25th anniversary of the Tower Lanes Classic Car Shows. Cruise over and enjoy stunning classic cars, delicious dinner specials, and a refreshing beverage. It's the perfect evening out for car lovers and families alike. Celebrate 25 years of history with Tower Lanes. Great cars, good food, and fun memories. Don't miss it. See you Tuesday at 6 p.m. at Tower Lanes in Beaver Dam. Find the full car show schedule at bowlinbeaverdam.com.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And we are back with the last segment for today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. Our guest today is Roman Mullen. He's Dodge County's public health officer. And one of his many responsibilities is to let us know when it's risky to go out on the lakes and rivers because of blue-green algae blooms. If you'd like to join the conversation with a question or a comment of your own, give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595, or you can call us at 885-4446. Roman, I'm curious to know what discussions perhaps have been had about possibly maybe better farming and lawn care practices, or maybe not better, but at least practices that might mitigate the effect on our lakes and rivers compared to what we're doing right now.
Yeah, certainly. I know there's a number of organizations that exist throughout Wisconsin discussing that very topic of how do we reduce the amount of phosphorus that's ending up in our water bodies. I do believe there's a farmers organization within Dodge County that is focused on keeping nutrients in their soil rather than causing runoff into our lakes. So there's definitely organizations being created where those discussions are being had. I know at the state level, too, that's always a discussion being had as well. So there's certainly some movement throughout the state and throughout the United States as a whole talking about how we mitigate phosphorus in water bodies moving forward.
Certainly. Are you familiar with a practice called tiling, which seems to encourage water to, it's the idea is to drain the water or at least divert it from farm fields, but then it ends up in other places where we don't necessarily want it either?
Right. Yeah. Water management is a major question as a whole. You can try to control water, but at the end of the day, water is going to go the path of least resistance. So methods like tiling may help avoid those farm fields to take away some of those heavy rains and wastewater and redirect them to areas far away from our water bodies. But there still becomes a component where that water can leach through the soil and into our groundwater, which can also end up in our water bodies. So there are methods being discussed on how we move water in areas where it is not intended to go or does not want to go. And certainly as we continue to work on this problem as a whole conglomerate of the United States, I'm sure there will be more engineering breakout things that can really mitigate some of these situations.
I don't want to throw too of a hard of a pivot on you, but, you know, as Dodge County Public Health Officer, what other sorts of public health concerns do you have in the summertime other than these algal blooms?
Yeah, mosquitoes and ticks are the major ones. So Wisconsin did have their first positive West Nile virus case in humans this summer. Generally, we have a handful of them every single year. But it's just a good reminder that mosquitoes are still breeding throughout all these summer months. So it's important to look around your yard and see if there's any stagnant water that can cause breeding grounds for mosquitoes. I know we all think they're very big pests and we hate being bit by them, but certainly we can take some actions to reduce the amount of breeding grounds that they can find.
Yeah, and it just takes a quick second for your life to change drastically all because of a mosquito or a tick.
Right. Yeah. And it's very hard to reduce your exposure. You could be out for a walk and all of a sudden you're being bit by mosquitoes and you never know if the one you were bit by was West Nile virus positive. It really comes down to risk and chance. And certainly by, making sure you're not causing breeding grounds for mosquitoes, you're assisting in having less mosquitoes and less potential for people to get sick.
Does it matter how healthy you are to begin with, or if you have been exposed to anything like West Nile, you know, you could be in, potentially in for a rough time no matter what?
Great question. Yeah, like most diseases, if you're immunocompromised or have a weakened immune system, you're going to have a rougher time handling West Nile virus. Those who are healthy could go on and not have any symptoms, or they could end up having a very serious case. It's really dependent on the individual's immune system and their body's reaction to the virus.
How about tick-borne illnesses? I understand that you know, Lyme disease can be debilitating. There's been, in the news recently, we heard, I think it was Justin Timberlake, I could be corrected if I'm wrong, talking about how his stage performances have been lackluster because the effects of Lyme disease have just been too much to hide.
Yeah, certainly we're seeing an increase in Lyme's disease. Much like we've talked about, summer months are getting hotter and summer heat is staying around much longer. So that means there's more potential for ticks to spread disease as well. And we've also indicated that our tick populations are increasing throughout Wisconsin. So anyone going out and going for a hike or working in fields or tall grasses, they may be exposed to a tick that is now Lyme positive, and they may be unaware, so they themselves can contract Lyme's disease. So Wisconsin is definitely known to have higher populations of deer ticks. Granted, when Lyme's disease is spreading, it's typically in the earlier summer months, but really any time during the summer and spring, you could be bitten by a Lyme's-infected tick and end up in the hospital or have serious complications.
Yeah, our focus of the program today has been boating, swimming, fishing, but I particularly, for one, like to hike in the summertime. And when I'm in the woods, it certainly behooves me to be very careful about how I approach the whole activity.
Yeah, definitely, especially with how small those nymph optics are. You would hardly recognize that anything is even on your skin before it can burrow into your skin and potentially cause harm to you. So certainly make sure you're wearing long pants and you have your pants tucked into your socks. That's always a good method to make sure you're not going to have ticks crawling around on your skin, and you can remove them quite quickly if you need to.
We have just a couple of minutes left in the program. If you or your pet or someone in your family or a friend they're showing symptoms of having been exposed to blue-green algae, what should they do next?
Yeah, certainly if you're experiencing vomiting, diarrhea, or any neurological symptoms, dizziness, fatigue, contact your primary care physician and just tell them you recently swam in a water body and you're concerned. They can help you navigate that situation and make sure you stay hydrated. And if your animals have been exposed and after swimming they are experiencing vomiting, diarrhea, or any other various symptoms, contact their vet and ensure that they get in and be seen and make sure everything's good to go for them. So really just communicate with your doctor and medical providers.
Roman Mullen is Dodge County's public health officer. He's been so good to spend the last hour with us talking about blue-green algae blooms, some other summer caution that we have to have. And we do appreciate your time, Roman. It has been time well spent.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
You've been listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.